My screen's full. They're all over the place.
Bogies are breaching the atmosphere from Finland down the North American seaboard.
Killer asteroids are the stuff of science fiction.
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President. It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind. Doesn't matter where it hits. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
My God. What do we do?
If you were at the Science Museum of Virginia's new hands-on exhibit, Great Balls of Fire, you might find a way to save the Earth.
You absolutely can. You're going to learn a lot about comets, asteroids, and meteors, but you'll learn about it as you potentially can protect your neighborhood. You can actually go in and plug in your zip code and see what it might look like if a comet or an asteroid were to strike your own neighborhood. It's really interesting.
Rich Cotty's business card says he is Chief Wonder Officer for the Science Museum of Virginia, and the new exhibit is right down his alley.
Well, this is the absolute first place that anyone's been able to see this exhibition. It's just right out of the fabrication shop, and it's still got that new car smell to it.
Great Balls of Fire challenges young visitors to come up with a solution, just like in the movies.
Well, it's coming right now, right for us at 22,000 miles an hour. Not a soul on Earth can hide from it.
We're gonna get a hit someday.
Well, you know, there's a chance. You know, National Geographic had a thing about a year ago that said each century there's about a 5% chance of a devastating asteroid or comet, you know, striking the Earth. And one of the cool things in the exhibit is a lot of people, what they know about Great Balls of Fire comes from pop culture, from watching Star Wars or watching The Simpsons, and you actually get a chance to look at some clips from some popular episodes of pop culture like that, and then see whether or not the science was right or not, and you might be surprised at the answers to some of those.
We have visual of the target.
You get to do that. You get to actually fly out to an asteroid and kind of do some testing on it yourself.
You see that?
We have some high-speed cameras, and you can look at, you know, what it looks like when there's actually an impact crater that's being made. So a lot of really interesting things like that.
Come in, Independence.
Houston, you got to see this to believe it.
And you get to be a hero, just like in this movie Armageddon. It's fantasy, and it's fun, and in some ways, it's for real. Someday, a kid inspired by such an experience might find himself in space.
My grandfather, he'd bring out the binoculars and he'd teach us about the sky. No idea that I would be traveling to the stars. But here I am.
One of the astronauts assigned to work on the Hubble telescope in space.
For decades, the Hubble Space Telescope has provided us with unparalleled visions of the universe. But its future was in jeopardy.
I go through the mission in my mind and ask, what could go wrong? Are we ready to handle it?
On the final mission to Hubble, 7 astronauts embarked on an expedition to save it.
T-minus 10.
Just down the hall from the Great Balls of Fire exhibition, the Science Museum of Virginia's IMAX Theater is featuring Hubble, an amazing story about the orbiting electron telescope that has changed the way we look at the universe.
Well, it's really amazing. It's beautiful. You can't get better look at the cosmos than from the Hubble telescope and then having it projected really in high definition up on a 76-foot IMAX dome. So it's a beautiful film, and you really can see things unlike you've ever seen before and really get a greater appreciation for what NASA does and what our shuttle astronauts have done.
Today's shuttle astronauts and space heroes began as children inspired to follow the stars.
Let's get that bomb ready and go home.
You might find one of tomorrow's heroes watching Hubble or fighting off a killer asteroid at the Science Museum of Virginia.
The two halves are going to miss us by 400 miles, and most of the small particles have been vaporized.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.